when you rode a horse, those things that you guided him with, you call those?
That was a Bible.
The things that came back held in your hand?
Saps. Regular saps, like.
I see. Could you call them reins?
Well, yes. But I think a rein would not be as much from a horse that you were riding on horseback as it would be a carriage drawn by the horses.
I see.
Now, I might be wrong. Like I say, I'm not telling you these things because I'm no authority.
Okay. Or say, if you had a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard the horse on the right called anything in particular?
Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't.
Lead horse? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. Or this expression, say if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
distant?
Okay. Or if you've been traveling and you've not yet finished where you're going, you'd say you still have...
We stop and route?
Beg your pardon?
We stop and route.
Okay. Or since you're not through, you'd say you still have to go before dark?
Journey.
Okay. Or if I'm looking for something, somebody might tell me, well, you don't have to look for that any special place. You can find that just about
everywhere.
Hmm? Okay. Or if somebody slipped down in the front yard and he fell that way, you'd say he fell.
Fell on his back.
Or if he fell that way, he fell.
Fell forward.
Or, these things that are, you know, when you're plowing, these things that you cut out, you call those the...
root?
Okay, or, you know, those trenches that are cut out by the plow, you call them...
furrows or hills?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Hills?
Right.
And furrows.
Right. And if a farmer had a pretty good yield, he'd say, well, we raised a big...
a good crop.
Right. Or
a big crop.
Yes, ma'am.
Or a plentiful crop.
Okay. Or say if a farmer's got a piece of land, he's got a lot of trees and bushes on it, and he wants to put it to cultivation, you'd say he did what to it?
Well, he cut the trees down. He cleared it. Cleared it.
Right. Okay. Have you ever heard any particular name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
None other than to say clear land.
Okay. Ever heard it called new ground?
No.
Okay. Or say, you know, right after farmers cut his hay off the field, and when it comes up the second time, right after that, what would you call that? Anything in particular?
Second crop.
Second crop, okay. Or have you ever heard any particular term for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Well, of course, it's a volunteer crop.
Yes, ma'am.
But I think there'd be a better name for it than that. But I wouldn't know.
All right. Or say if people around here were growing some wheat, right after they cut it, you'd say they tie the wheat up into a...
bundle.
Okay. And then you could take the bundles and pile them into a... anything in particular?
The wheat?
Yes, ma'am.
You wouldn't bale the wheat. You'd bundle the wheat, then you'd thresh it.
Okay. Or have you ever heard people talk about chakra wheat?
I have, but I never did know just exactly what it meant.